Back on the Rivercats pregame show, it's, what is it, game four of this series between the Rivercats and Tacoma Rainiers. We missed the first one, doubleheader yesterday. We're all over the place. Zach Bay-Rudy, we're joined by Buddy Kennedy, Rivercats infielder, and off to a great start, Buddy. An RBI single yesterday, your eighth rib on the young season, batting 333 to start, and a pretty good start for you. You feel like you're dialed in?
Yeah, you know, I feel pretty good. You know, everything I worked on this past offseason and then carried in the spring training and now carried into this even, you know, it's worked pretty well. You know, just getting here, getting the same routine down and, you know, just show up every night.
What was it like for you getting to the Giants? It's your first season with San Francisco. What was that process like for you and how was spring training for you?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting process. This is my first, like, official year of minor league free agency. Just trying to weigh out all my options. I actually talked to Zach Nation for an hour-long phone call. We talked about, you know, different things. My, you know, past, you know, he's seen me a lot with, you know, the team I came up with, the Diamondbacks. And, you know, we had a good conversation. I was understanding what they wanted to build here. And, you know, sounded like a good fit. And then, you know, carried into spring training. Everything's good. You know, meeting Buster for the first time is probably the coolest thing ever. You know, obviously watching him growing up. And, you know, other than that, you know, it was a really good spring. You know, getting to know Tony and all the staff and also the guys on, you know, this team is, you know, pretty cool. And, you know, just trying to have a good season and, you know, just have fun.
Yeah, you know, you and I go back a little bit. I remember you in Reno. You were drafted by the Diamondbacks, fifth round back in 2017. So I knew you before you made your major league debut. You made your debut back there in 22, and now here we are. You know, you've now kind of been around. You're a veteran. This is your seventh organization, but you go back to that time, you know, 4 years ago to this time now. All you that you've been through. What are some of the things that you've learned along the way here over the last couple of years, going from org to org?
Yeah, you know, every org is different, obviously. But, you know, they all have different philosophies and different things. But for me, as, you know, being myself is just work, showing up each day, working hard. I think, you know, I've gotten opportunities with a lot of different organizations, which I'm very blessed for. But, you know, overall, I think it's just the mentality, the preparation of each day, each off season that, you know, you try to put yourself in the best scenario going into spring training and then let that carry over to the season. So, you know, I think overall, out of all my teams and experiences and the ups and downs of this game, I think it's just be myself, have fun, you know, create relationships, and, you know, at the end of the day, just be the best baseball player you can be.
I was there for one of your great highlights when you got called up in 22 for the first time in June. I think I came down to the clubhouse there in Reno. I saw you in a shopping cart covered in mayo and condiments.
Yes.
Do you remember that moment? I mean, you remember that moment,
yes.
But I mean, did you vividly remember it?
Yeah, I kind of blacked out, I'll be honest. I think anybody would. But then hugging my wife, but at the time girlfriend, I covered her in ketchup, pickle juice, mustard, mayo. Relish. So it wasn't the greatest hug, but, you know, overall I got the experience of a lifetime of the next day being in the big leagues. So
joined by Buddy Kennedy here on the pregame show as the Rivercats gets us to take on the Rainiers from Millville, New Jersey. And if that name rings a bell, that's obviously where Mike Trout's from. Went to Millville High School, same high school. And you have a relationship with Mike, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, I've known Mike ever since I've been 12 years old. You know, I've developed a relationship of, you know, me getting older and getting drafted and then, you know, going through the grind of minor leagues and then getting to the big leagues. So me and him are, you know, his boat is a little bit different than mine. You know, he's done it for 16 years now. But, you know, always having that, like, big brother type mentorship, you know, if I have any questions or anything or don't feel right at the plate, you know, kind of pick his brain. And also, you know, just from off season, I always work out with him at his house in the off season. So, you know, just having the mentality of, you know, how to train like a big leaguer day in and day out, and also the mindset is something I'll never take for granted. And, you know, just try to apply it to my game.
A New Jersey native, I'm a Northeast guy as well, but it kind of gets in you, right, growing up in that part of the country and just the hard work and you know, sticking with the hard times and being a grinder. I think that comes with being from that part of the country, does it not?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you always hear the blue-collar name around Northeast guys. So I think just, you know, me, you know, growing up, my parents never handed me anything. I had to go work hard to make certain teams and also, you know, try to be a good student in school, obviously. But, you know, overall, just I think that's the blue collars, because Northeast guys, we don't really kind of, you know, give crap or anything else. We just kind of whatever the task that's hand, we go the best we can, handle it, you know, as best as possible, and, you know, just, you know, work hard day in and day out, no matter if you're tired or not.
Lastly, you had kind of a unique experience last year with you were going to get a World Series ring no matter who won the World Yes. Series. You played with both the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, which is pretty cool. I mean, what was it like for you just watching that World Series, and what was going through your mind knowing that you were going to get a ring either way?
Yeah, you know, it was crazy because I was at home watching the games, and when the Dodgers got in, I was like, okay, you know, being with the Blue Jays, I have a really good friend that I grew up with, David Schneider. We played on the same travel team together. So when I got with the Blue Jays and got called up, it was really just comfortable. It really just felt like, you know, travel ball at the highest level possible. You know, and then when they got in, I looked at my wife and I'm like, yeah, wow, I'm like locked, 100% locked in. And I think it was me and Luis Urena, I think the other guy was, because he played for both teams. But yeah, watching that series, probably the greatest series, in my opinion, that I've seen in my life of baseball. But, you know, I can't really say I wanted one or one to win, because I had, you know, teammates on both sides. So, but whoever, I mean, it was a great series. I was watching it with all the fun, cheering for both teams, and then be like, ah, for some things that, you know, unfortunately happened. But other than that, you know, it was a good experience. Got a World Series ring out of it. So, you know, I'll cherish that forever.
It's pretty cool, man. So proud of how far you've come, and pumped you off to a great start. Clifton, appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, Zach.
As Buddy Kennedy will come back and have the starting lineups and first pitch from Cheney Stadium next on the Rivercast Digital Network.